Rochelle Venn is the CEO of the ASCWEO, the Institute for the Advancement of Aboriginal Women, which is something that is very near and dear to your heart because I believe your mother started this, right?
Yes, she did in 1995,
wow.
So a long time ago.
And the 27th Annual ASCWEO Awards are May 12th. When these awards started, did you guys have any idea just how big a night this would become 27 years later?
No, and I'm sure if you ask the co-founders, yeah, they would say the same. It was just an effort to make sure that Indigenous women were recognized. And it was, you know, around some things that were specifically happening around that time, but it was something that they agreed to do every year after that.
You touched on it a little bit, saying it's, you know, how important it is to recognize Indigenous women and what they've done. But just how important are these awards?
Well, they're very big. And I mean, big in the way that it's oftentimes the only recognition time that families and community have to honor the women that are doing great work in the communities.
The list of the 2023 recipients were released. Was it hard to narrow it down to make these choices?
Yeah, and actually we have no process to eliminate anybody that's nominated. So we nominate everyone, as long as the community supports them, we honor them. So we had over 39 nominations this year. So we're actually thinking of possibly having another ASCWEO Awards later on in the fall.
So many that you have to have two. That's amazing.
Yeah, because yeah, it was overwhelming, but it's great. And we're honored.
And as you award these Indigenous women with being inspirational, it is International Women's History Month. Who are some women that have inspired you?
Well, I know we have an upcoming gathering in a few days where we've kind of noted about 13 Indigenous women in Alberta, because Alberta was pretty much at the forefront of bringing forward Indigenous women's issues across Canada. Yeah, we have a number of them. Nellie Carlson, Bertha Clark Jones, my mother, of course. But we have lots of women that have come from Alberta that have really been instrumental on a national basis.
And what are some of the things that you look for or that you tell the community to look for when they are nominating these women?
Women, Indigenous women in general, are the heart of the community. So it's not too hard for people to know who to nominate. We say if they're somebody who have changed your community for the better, been instrumental in mentoring other young women, those are all qualities that come forward to the ASCWEO Awards.
So for those that want to attend, whether it's just to be a part of the night or to cheer and support a loved one, how do we get tickets?
So tickets are available on ticketmaster.ca, and just type in ASCWEO Awards, it'll pop up and you'll see and can choose your tickets that way.
And you'll also be able to find the link on our website. We'll put it up on ours as well, ravenradio.ca. Rochelle, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and chatting with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.